And I was wondering if you could, or someone who speaks Navajo could pray the serenity prayer for us, because I'm sure it has a special power in the native language.
Rod, could you say the serenity prayer for us in Navajo?
Oh, I'm not, it would be too hard for me. Maybe there's somebody else that's Navajo. I could, but it's, I'm not as fluent as, I was not raised on the reservation.
Navajo. Can you unmute yourself? Just the person who does Navajo. Nope. Not
I'm
right now.
Shirley.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm Navajo, but I speak Navajo, but I don't know the Serenity Prayer Navajo. So I just want to say thank you, Rod, for all your service work and getting this out to the Navajo people. So I plan to go ahead and get one myself so I can maybe next time I can be able to say the Serenity Prayer. So, but thank you so much. I don't know if anybody else is on that knows Navajo or know the Serenity Prayer. Thank
Nothing.
you.
Thank you, Shirley. Nope, I don't hear anybody here right now. That's it, you guys. All right then. Rod, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being willing to answer the questions. If we're good, then I'm gonna move on. If anybody still has a question, you can. Go for it.
I just want to say thank you, Rod. It's managed to get me back to basics. This COVID thing in Britain has really got me down emotionally to the point where I've really felt as though I was going crazy. He's managed to get me back to basics. And without our meetings, we've been lost. And it's been so good to hear you all. Thank you.
You.
Oh, thank you.
Rod, what is your back
Oops.
name? What is your last name, Rod?
This is an anonymous platform, so I don't know that that's an appropriate question.
Rod B.
Yeah.
All right, April.
Yvonne, can I
Yes.
ask a quick question? Is there, if there's time, can you play a portion, a small portion of it or something? Since you have the CDs, if there's time.
I don't know how I could do that. No, I don't think I could right now. It would take me like probably about 10, 15 minutes to try and figure it out and get it set up.
Okay, well, it was worth asking, but thank you.
I'm not very good with technology stuff.
Okay, April, unmute yourself. There you go.
Thank you. No, I was just going to say I found the Navajo Serenity Prayer. If it's okay, I'll just play it, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Dinalini is what is yell Shanle Tosako de Shilgi, Yopinishango Adzili Besako, Adeshisko, Binishano. What's on bear? That's Aunt Ego. She's fair wasn't dollars.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I love that. I saw another hand, apparently not. Okay. Are we good for this? Thank you guys. Thank you so much, Rod. Thank you for being here with us. And again, thank you for your service. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity.
All right. Okay, you guys. So, like I said, we have a change of speakers. Instead of Gloria V, we're going to have Cheryl WH. That's all I have to say for right now because I'm just hooked up with Cheryl. She will be speaking at 1:45. She will be our AA speaker. Our next session will be at 1 o'clock with Elena H. from Santa Fe, Mexico, who is originally Maori. And Billy, could you go find her and co-host her? That would be great. Somebody there. The next AA International will be in 5 years. I think it's 2025, Vancouver, at the Vancouver Convention Center. And the next Al-Anon International will be 2023 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so if you want more information, I would suggest Google. I think the Al-Anon is from July 28th to July 2nd, that weekend. No, June 28th or 29th to July 2nd. And AA is around that same, it's always in July. They're always in July. So that I do know. I don't know the exact dates. So that is something that you guys can look into if you ever want to go to an international, like Rod yesterday was talking about. There's nothing like hearing that serenity prayer come like a cannon through this big, big, big convention center, and the whole town is taken over by the same tags. We don't even take our tags off when we walk through the city, because we're the only ones walking through the city is what we feel like. So it's really fun to see Viola laugh and go, yeah. So that's really cool. Carolina, where are you? Can you stick your hand up in the air? Oh, Michaela from Southern California. Michaela, what can I do for you? Michaela, can you unmute yourself?
Yes. Hi. Okay. My question, thank you so much. Hold on. I think I need to turn off.
Yeah. The device.
Okay. So thank you so much for this amazing programming. And my question actually was, this, Michaela, I'm a super thankful member of Al-Anon and Cherokee Nation. And my question is for Rod. I was wondering how, if there's anything that sort of from any of the native traditions that actually hook up with our traditions and concepts as well, in addition to the steps, any sort of ceremony around that. Hopefully that was clear.
Rod?
Yeah. Could she ask that again?
Could she ask that again?
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, so I'm in Al-Anon, so I know that it's different, but just from your own experience in AA, are there other like kind of ceremonial or native culture teachings in your experience that weave in with the traditions and concepts, as well as the steps? Like we've heard, you know, some things over the weekend about, you know, the connection to certain ceremony and, you know, rituals regarding the steps. And I was curious if there are things that also incorporate the traditions and the concepts as well. Thanks.
I don't know if directly there is, but I've noticed a lot of similarities. For instance, one of the things that was told to me by my mentor who poured the water for the people at the sweat lodge is you always enter the lodge the same way, in the same direction. And he always was the first to enter, and he sat by the opening. And he always drew a circle in the dirt and then a cross through the circle. And then he always put two sprigs of sage on that cross. And then he always touched the bucket of water to the hot rocks and then put that bucket on that circle he drew. And then he always grabbed a couple of more sprigs of sage, and he dipped the sage into the water, and he blessed the four directions of the sweat lodge. And he said, we always do this the same way, because the people need to know that this is the way this will always be done. So the people will know that this ceremony will always be there for them. And when he was talking like that, I realized that AA meetings are always done the same way. And like many of you, I've been in meetings in Czechoslovakia and New Zealand, Mexico, Canada, across the U.S. Usually all AA meetings start with the preamble. And then the how it works. And then the traditions. And then it usually ends in a prayer. And in the middle, there's either it's a big book study or a 12-step or whatever's in the middle, sharing. But usually that's the format of every meeting. And I kind of think it's good because AA members need to know that this will be the way it is always. And I've not really run across too many instances at all where your average AA person doesn't honor that and doesn't try and have that be, doesn't try to change that vessel so that it can be that way for the newcomers coming in and they can understand what AA is about too. I think the sweat lodge can be similar to like the fourth and fifth step. I think that talking circles can be similar to sharings that happen in AA meetings. So there can be some similarities that if that's what you're asking, and I think that is, that are similar and can be beneficial. I hope that helped.
Thank you, Rod. Carolina.
Yes.
Hi. Can you repeat what you said in the chat? I thought Rod may want to hear that.
I feel very blessed and very honored to be part of this meeting to learn about this tradition of Native Americans. I live in Germany. I'm from Poland, so I can identify with losing identity and experience a lot of trauma as well. And this was always very close to my heart, this Native American spirituality. And now I feel so much I feel connected with the whole world and now even more. And I'm deeply touched. And yes. Actually, when I came to Germany as a kid, my first story in German was about a Native American boy and his horse. And it makes so much impact on my life somehow that I don't know. I'm not Native. I'm white from East Europe, but I feel so connected. And it's healing. It's healing my trauma. So God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Carol, quickly.
Thank you. I'm Carol. I'm in AA and Al-Anon for 32 years. Thank you all for this. Rob, since the Navajo Big Book came out, have you seen a decrease in the number of alcoholics or the increase in recovery? And also, do you know if it's going to be translated into other Native languages? I got to go to a sobriety powwow with the Muckleshoot tribe a few years ago, and it was amazing. So I just thought maybe other nations might want to do this.
I think it may be too soon to tell since it's only been out a couple of years. But I'm hoping that it will make a big change in how AA is accepted in Native communities across the North American continent. It's a very good question, and I'm glad that you asked that. And maybe on the Navajo Nation, they'll be able to have seen whether there's been a change in their acceptance and in the way that they're reacting to it, and whether there's more of an increase in the number of Navajos attending AA meetings on the Navajo reservation. I've been to a lot of different AA meetings, Native AA meetings in the Pacific region. And it's unfortunate. I went to one in Idaho, and there was just this one Lapwai Native fellow. He opened the church, he set up the meeting, put the tables together, he made the coffee, he chaired the AA meeting. Sometimes somebody would show up and sometimes somebody wouldn't show. Nobody would show up. And then he cleaned up the coffee, he took down the chairs, he put away the tables. He did the whole thing from the beginning to the end of the meeting. And I just could not stop praising him for his efforts at doing that. And I encouraged him to keep going, because you never know when somebody may walk in that door. But that's happening a lot in Native AA meetings across the whole Western United States. There are more of those kinds of instances than where it may be more embraced. Of course, it is being embraced in some communities, but in some places, there's just this particular instance that I just described. So I don't think there's anything wrong with non-natives going to those kinds of meetings and supporting in that way. And like I said earlier, honor and respect translate across any translation barrier.
Great. Thank you, Rod.